What it says, ki avodim anachnu, we're avodim. We didn't leave over Hashem. That Hashem gave us chesed in front of the Melchah Pras. Is a Messiah, when did Hashem give us chesed, Hashem give us mercy? Bizman Homin. The times of Homin, that's when Hashem showed the chesed to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Pasuk Lo Pesachov HaPeshos. He started the dashing from this pasuk.
Hirkav to Enosh Lurashenu Bonu Veishu V'Mayim.
Veish, when did we come into fire? V'Mei Nebuchadnezzar Horosha. V'Mayim V'Mei Paro. We came into Maro. Mayim Paro wanted to throw the kids into the water. Or else maybe Kriyas Yamsuf it means. V'Atoy Tzienu Lurvoya. Hashem took us out for salvation. V'Mei Homin. Goes V'Mei Homin. See, this posse is talking about the Indian of Homin. We have Yerkin and Posse Law Pisco by Pashosa, Mehocha. Posse says, Zachor, Chastoi, Viamunosa, Leves Israel, Rol Kolasa Yoritz, as Yeshua Slokenu. Amosai Rol Kolasa Yoritz, when do we see this? As Yeshua Slokenu, when did everybody see the great Yeshua, the great help of Hashem? Vime Mordechai Viester. Times of Mordechai Viester, that's when everybody saw the great help of Hashem. All right, stop here.
You hold that view down. Can a little bit on top. Also, different mandiyomrim. When they started the darshan about Purim, they said these psukim that a lot of psukim nach is merum is dinyan of Purim. This ness. The third line was like Genach Mor Chanina. Ba'apav posach lo pischol lahay pashos. He started off darshaning about Purim about this posik miocha. Posik says in Tehillim. The fourth line, Hekaf to Enosh L'Rashenu, Bonu Beishu V'mayim, that he put over somebody on top of us, and he came upon us with fire and with water. Beish, that's what made Nebuchadnezzar, when he burned the base of Migdash, on Harosha. Over Mayim B'mei Paro. And you know, Mayim came in Mei Paro, the Kriyas Yamsuf. V'tayitzienu L'Ravoya, or else it means that Mei Paro, mean Alfi Oynish, maybe means that he wants to throw the kids into the Mayim. V'tayitzienu L'Ravoya, then we had freedom, came free, is B'mei Homin. That's in Mei Homin, what Hashem gave us the ness over Homin. We have Yechinin, Posach lo pischo loho pashos amayocha. He started to darshan about Purim from this Posach. Posach at Hilim, Sechor chazdenu b'minusteinu v'es Yisrael, ru kolas layorot, es Yeshua selokeinu. But everybody should see the Yeshua, the help that Hashem gives us. Is a Messiah ru kolas layorot, Es Yeshua Salakenu, when was it that everybody, even the Goyim, everybody saw that Hashem helped us? That's B'mei Mordechai V'Yester. His man, Mordechai V'Yester, the Nes over Homin, everybody saw Malchai Pras and Mordai, everybody saw the way Hashem helped the Jews. Resh Lokesh Posach Lo Pizchol Ho Pashosam Yocha. He started dashing from this Posach. Posach in Mishlei. Ari Noihem. Like a lion roars, the doiv shaykeik, and the bear also moves. Moshe Rosha Alam Dol, that a Rosha rules over a nation that's dull, that's low. Is Ari Noyim, what does it mean a lion roars? Zeh Nebuchadnezzar Rosha. That's Nebuchadnezzar Rosha. The Yechsid Bey says about him that Olo Ari Misaykhoi, that like a lion came up around him, he was so bad, such a big rishis, Nebuchadnezzar, like a lion coming up and yelling. What does the end of the pasuk mean? Doiv shoykeik, that a bear comes up. Is there Achashverosh? That's Achashverosh. The Yechsid Bey says about Achashverosh, V'aru chayvo, ochori yetinyono domyo l'doiv. And the second one came up, he was like a doiv. And V'toni, we learned Rabbi Yosef, Elu pasoyim. This pasuk it says that like bears, goes upon the pasoyim, and Achashverosh was from Persia. Shoichlin v'shoysim k'doiv. That they eat and drink like a bear, they eat a lot. Just like a bear is nice and fat, round, they also eat a lot. They have a lot of meat around them, Rashim Luboshim Babosar, they have a lot of meat around them like a bear. Omegadlin Sar Kedoyv, they have a lot of hair on them, most of the Persians, like a bear. The Ein Lehem Manucha Kedoyv, they have no rest, they're always running around like a bear. Yeah. Now the end of the Pasuk. Moisho Rosha, there's a bed, a ruler, that's a Rosha. Ze Haman, that was Haman a Rosha. Alam Dal, upon a nation that's very low. Elu Yisrael. Shehem dalim min amitzvus. Says at that time, the reason why Nahuman had the power to like make the service for Christ's world was because we were dalim min amitzvus. We were empty, low with mitzvus at the time. Until finally we had leich knoises kol yehudim, they did tshuva, they davened to Hashem, Hashem helped them. Rebbe Loza posach lo pischo lohor pashosam yocha. When Rebbe Loza started to dashing about Purim, he started off from this posik. Posik says in Kehelis, V'altzatayim yimach ha-makorah. Because of laziness, yimach will be low ha-makorah, the one that makes the rules, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or v'shiflus yodayim yidlof ha-boyis. And because of the lowness of your hands, the bias will cave in yidlof ha-boyis. What does this mean? V'shvil atzlus shehoyu lehem li-Yisrael. Because Klai Yisrael was like lazy. They were otzol. Is shloi osku ba-Torah. They did not learn Torah. Is nasu sonish le-Kodesh Baruch Hu. They became like an enemy to Hashem. Hashem was angry at them. Yeah. Moch. Is, what does moch mean? V'yein moch eloni. Moch means lashon of being poor. Like Klai Yisrael became poor. Became like poor to Hashem. Shenema v'yemochu mirkecho. If he's too poor to pay what he's supposed to pay. V'yein mekor ela Kodesh Baruch Hu. Goes upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar ha-mekara b'mayim al Yosef. So the kids, the Klai Yisrael became low, poor to Hashem, means because they didn't have mitzvahs. They weren't Isaac in Torah. That's why bad things happened. That's why the Nimnim of Haman, the Haman of Russia came about. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Posach lo pischo lai pashosom. He started to dashen from this Posach. Mehocha. Posach says, Shira malos, luli Hashem shoyalonu. Shira malos, if not for Hashem, that was with us. Yoimano Yisrael. That means lulei Hashem shoyalonu b'kum aleinu odom. Odom v'loy melech. That means a person came against us and not a king. Where do we find that a person came against us? Rashi says, ze Haman. Haman of Russia wasn't the melech, he was just an odom. So this pasuk goes upon Haman that shoyalonu b'kum aleinu odom. Rava pasuk lo pischo lahay pashosom yocha. Rava starts to dash from this pasuk. V'rabbi tzadikim yismachom. When you have a lot of tzaddikim, they start to be happy. When Mishael Russia yenacham, and when Russia rules over them, then they'll start to feel bad. Yenacham, they'll have problems. Is Barabbas tzaddikim yismachom? When there'll be a lot of tzaddikim, there'll be happiness. Zem Mordechai v'Esther. When they have tzaddikim like Mordechai v'Esther, there was simcha v'klai Yisrael. The pasuk says at the end, "V'yir Shushan tzolav v'samecha." There was a big simcha at the end. But when the Russia rules, then it's bitter, it's bitter. Is ze Haman. That goes on Haman. The pasuk says, V'ir Shushan Nevucha. At the beginning, Shushan was all for tumult. They were so stunned about the Xerah, what happened, they were Nevucha. Rav Masne Oma Mehocha. He started from this pasuk. Kimi Goy Godol. Who was such a great nation that Hashem is so close? Rav Ashi Yom Mehocha, So this Indian, like the Kodesh Baruch was close to us, like he shows us his great nisim. That goes to the beginning of Purim. That throughout the Nes of Purim, Hashem showed his great nisim to Klal Yisrael. Plus it says, "Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh." Megillah starts off, "Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh." Is Omar Rav. Rav says, Vei v'hai. Achashverosh means like vei and hai. Like oy vei to such a person like Achashverosh. Hodo d'chsiv, here it says, V'smachartem shom liyavichem la'avodim l'shvachas. You were sold for avodim and for shvachas. Like oy vei, that's what happened to Achashverosh, like Kamari sold us. Shmuel says, "Lo'ma'astim, lo'igaltim, lechaloisim." What does the pasuk mean that Hashem never let us go, never let us alone? Lo'ma'astim b'yemei yivonim. He didn't make us mias, leave us b'yemei yivonim by the Greeks. Lo'igaltim b'yemei Nebuchadnezzar. So Rashi says, "Shmuel lo'ma'achim" means pischa lo'ma'astim. He started to dasher from these psukim, and lechaloisim b'yemei Haman. That Hashem didn't destroy us completely the way Haman wanted to. Hashem didn't let it happen. Lo'ofer bris itam b'yemei pasoyim. That's when they made a bris with us. Lo'ofer bris itam, to destroy the bris with them is b'yemei pasoyim. Ki ani Hashem alokeichem b'yemei goy gomogu. When the b'yemei by Moshe Mashiach goy gomogu, that goes ki ani Hashem alokeichem. like Gog and Magog, they'll be fighting against Hashem, and Hashem himself will win the war. The Masnisa Tana, the Brisa, we learned like this. Loi Ma'astim be made custom. Hashem was a Miyah, didn't leave us over in the times of custom. Shomara Tilhem Daniel Chananya Mishov Azariah. That Hashem saved with us by Daniel Chananya Mishov Azariah. Loi Ga'altim be made Yevonim. I didn't like let you be destroyed by Yemei Yevonim. Shomara Tilhem Shimon Atzadik. I left over Shimon Atzadik then, the Chashmonoi Yevonim. Umatisio Kohen Godel. Yeah. So that's all. Loi Ga'altim Hashem didn't leave us over, like he redeemed us. Lachaloisam, it didn't let them destroy us. That goes on Bimei Haman. Shemarato lehem Mordechai v'Esther lohafer brisi. That Hashem put up Mordechai v'Esther to go against Haman. Lohafer brisi itam Bimei Pasoyin. What's what happened? Bimei Pasoyin. Shemarato lehem Shobeis Rebbe v'Chach Meidurus. Hashem put us Beis Rebbe. He was the leader then, and Chach Meidurus. Kani Hashem lekechem, that goes on lasad lavoi. Shein kol uma v'loshen yichod alishloit v'hem. And lasad lavoi, it means in Moshe Mashiach, afterwards, that no nation will be able to be shirlit to rule over Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Levi Yomim Mehocha, Rabbi Levi, if I started to dash in Indian of Purim from here. Pasuk says, v'yim lo yisairish es yoshve yoritz. If you're not going to yash and inherit the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chi Yomim Mehocha, the way they wanted to do to you, I'll do back to them. Yeah. The way Haman wanted to do to us, Hashem did back to them. So Rashi says, and before, what does the imloy sarisha mean? Af elu nenshu al shechomal shol al amolik. I mean, he had rachmonis on amolik. He didn't kill out all the amolikim. So because of that, we had problems from Haman, which was from amolik. Achashverosh. The Gilim, we know about the Melech Achashverosh. So Omar Rav, Rav says, Ochiv Shorosh. Achashverosh was a brother of a king of a head. O Ben Giloi Shorosh. He had like the same mazel, Ben Giloi, Trashi Ben Mazoloi. Shineyem Das Achashverosh. They both had the same thing in mind. Rashi says, before Ochiv Shorosh means Kleimar Doimaloi. He was like the brother of a king. Ochiv Shorosh, what does it mean? He's the brother of a king. Achrusha Nebuchadnezzar Russia. He was like the brother of Nebuchadnezzar Russia. Shenikra Rosh. And Nebuchadnezzar is called a Rosh. Shenemar Antu Resha Didahaba. That he was the head like of the gold, Didahaba. Fight the Ben Giloi Shirosh. What does it mean Achashverosh have the same mazel? He was the Ben Giloi of the Rosh. Who, that means, who Horeg and who Bikish Lahorig. That means Nebuchadnezzar killed and Achashverosh wanted to kill. Who Hechriv, the Nebuchadnezzar Mamish destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Who Bikish the Hechriv? Achashverosh wanted just to destroy Klal Yisrael, but he didn't do it. That's called Ben Giloi. He had the same things in mind as if Nebuchadnezzar did. So now the Pasuk says, Ovamalchus Achashverosh, means Betchilas Machusoi, Kisvo Shitna Yeshva Yudav Yishloim. Beginning when he became a Melech, he wrote like a Shitna as if he was angry that he wanted to wipe out Yehuda and Yerushalayim. That's what he wanted to do right away, to destroy us. But it never came, the Maisa. Trashi Shitna means, Shenimno Lesotelhem Shloyevnu. He was there to stop them from building up Yerushalayim. Ushmul Omar Shmul says, Shohushcharu Peneim Sho Yisrael, the Yomov, in his times Achashverosh, he made the faces of the Jews so black, Keshule Kederim. Like the blackness at the bottom of a pot. That he gave them so much sorrows, so much pains. Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin says, Kol shezoichri oma ach l'roish. Whoever just remembers Achashverosh calls him the brother to the head. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, it means to say, Shakil nasin roshin b'yomav. Everybody became roshin, became poor at his times. In other words, Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayosim ha-melech Achashverosh mas. That Achashverosh made taxes, so he took away the money from everybody. He made everybody poor. Achashverosh Ridashin Hu Berishoy Mitchilos of Yatzoifoy. He was a Rosh, he wanted to do bad from the beginning until the end. That's what says Loshin Hu Achashverosh. Who it says Hu Achashverosh? Yeah, it says Hu Achashverosh. What does it mean? Who? Him? It means he was the same person from beginning to end. The Pasuk also says in Chumash Who Esav? He is Esav. What does it mean? He is Esav. Who berisha mitchilasa v'atzayfei? He's Esav Arasha as the Risha from the beginning until the end. That was Esav. Who dosen v'avirim? The same thing. Who berishoyim mitchilasa v'atzayfen? Means they had the Rishas from the beginning until the end. Who haMelech Ochaz? Means who berishoyim mitchilasa v'atzayfen? The same thing. Melech Ochaz was the Rasha from the beginning until the end. Avram? Who Avram? That means who betitkoy mitchilasa v'atzayfen? By Avram, it means he was a tzaddik from the beginning until the end. Trashi Avram, who Avram, posuk b'divrei yomim. There's a posuk of divrei yomim that Avram, who Avram, wasn't it to say who Avram, that he was the same Avram mitchilas tov yatzoyf, he was a tzaddik. Who Aaron or Moshe means heim betitka mitchilas tov yatzoyfen. Posuk says who Aaron, the same thing. He was a tzaddik from the beginning until the end. There says with David, who akotin, says David, he was the smallest one. That means who bekat nusoy mitchilas tov yatzoyfer. He had the mid of anof of being humble from the beginning until the end. That means kishem shebekat nusoy hikten atzmoy. The same way when he was young, he humbled himself. He was marked and made himself small. Eitzamisha godlim men of Torah. He always gave respect to somebody that was a godl in Torah. Kach the same way the machusoy when David Melech was a Melech Yisrael. Hikten atzmoy etzamisha godlim menu bechochma. He also made himself humble, small in front of somebody that was greater than him in chochma. Hamolach, getting back to Achashverosh now, it says Hamolach, even Achashverosh, Hamolach, Mehoid of Yakush. What's the lashon of Hamolach? He ruled. Omarav, Shemolach Meyatzmai. Means he appointed himself like to be the king. Shemolach Meyatzmai. Rashi says, Shlohoye Mizera Hamlucha. He wasn't the child of the king. He didn't deserve to be it. But he was appointed, he started to be his own king. Shemolach Meyatzmai. Amrilo, some say l'shvach, some say it's something good, it's a shvach. V'yamrilo l'gnai, some people say it's bad. Amrilo l'shvach, what do you mean to say it's good, it's a shvach, it's a praise? To lehevi inish, d'choshev l'malka kabosei. There was nobody else so good to be a king like him. He was the most choshev person then in Persia. So it's a praise to Achashverosh that he like melech mayatzmai. V'yamrilo l'gnai, some say no, was a gnai, was bad for him. To lehevi chazla machusei. Really, he didn't deserve to be a king. But he gave a lot of money. He had a lot of extra money he had. He bribed himself in to come, and that made him get into a position to be the king. So it says, he ruled from Hoidu until Kush. Is Rabbi Shmuel. Chadam, some say that Hoidu b'soif olam. Hoidu was a city in one side of the world. The Kush b'soif olam, and Kush was on the other side of the world. In other words, Achashverosh ruled over the whole world. The Chadam, and one says no. Hoidu the Kush gab yadod yevikaimi. These two cities are both in Persia. They were near one another. It just means to say that kishem shemolach al hoidu the Kush. The same way Achashverosh ruled over Hoidu and Kush, kach molach misoif olam biatsoif. Just means the same thing. He ruled over the whole world from the beginning until the end. He ruled. Kiyotze b'dover, the same way we find other places, Atawayma, you'll say, that it says, Ki huroide b'chol eivar hanor, mitafsach v'yadaza. He ruled over the whole eivar hanor, patasach v'yadaza. Is Rabbi Shmuel, Chadoma tafsach b'soif olam, tafsach was a city in one side of the world, v'yaza b'soif olam, and Aza was on the other side of the world. So Mela meant to say, he ruled over the whole world. The Chadom one says Tifsach v'yaza, the same thing. Behad yadod yevikaimi. No, they're both situated one next to another. So just means to say that kishem shemolach al Tifsach v'yalaza, the same way he ruled over these two cities, kach molach al kol olam kulei. The same way he ruled over the whole world also. Then the Pesuk says Dachashveirosh sheva v'yetzim u'meyi medina. He had 127 medinas. That's what he ruled over. Is Amar Rav Chizda. Betchila molach al sheva. He started slowly. At the beginning, he only ruled over 7 cities. Ulev soif molach al esrim. Later, he ruled over 20. Ulev soif molach al meya. And at the end, he ruled over 100. Elamayata, if this is true, that's the way Yadashin here, for the Marapasik says, Lushnei Chaye Amram. He says the life of Amram was Sheva Ushloishim Umashon. 137. Is my Darashtabay, you want a Darshan there also? Sheva Ushloishim Umashon. Like you say, since it says it backwards, you Darshan this way. Sheva, but as it says, Sheva Vyesu Meir Medina. So Sheva means first 7, then 20, then 100. So what are you going to do about here? First 7, then 30, then 100 doesn't make sense. So Shani Hocho, Tekroa Yitzayru. But yes, it's an extra posik. Michti, Ksiv Me Hoidu V'yad Kush. The posik already said that Achashverosh ruled from Hoidu until Kush. If so, like count how many cities are in between, and we'll know there will be 127. So Sheva V'yesu M'meyeh Medina Lomali. Why does the posik have to count for us and tell us it was 127 Medinas? Just look and see what was in between Akush and Hodu. Shemamina, Lashemamina, Ledrusha. Elamai, the reason why it says here, Sheva, V'yesim, Umeya, Medina, is for Drusha. So he went up slowly. First was only 7, then 20, then 100. Right. Tana Rabbanan, Shloishe Molchu Bekipa. 3 ruled over the whole world. Bekipa means like the whole globe of the world. Trashi Tachas Kol Kipa Sarkiya. The whole globe of the world they ruled over. V'yeluhen, Achav v'Achashverosh Nebuchadnezzar. These 3 Rishoyim ruled over the whole world. Achav b'Yachav, the Siddur Pesach says, Chai Hashem Elokecha, im yesh goyim amlocho asher lo sholach adoni shom levakshecha. Like he sent out messengers, like he sent out shalom to the whole world. Mashem, he ruled over everybody. That's why he sent shalom to everybody. V'loi, to have imam l'chalayu, if it wasn't for the fact that he ruled over all of them, hechi motzi mishavalhu, how could he make them all swear to him? Mashmi sent them out to show swear to him. So it's mashmi that he ruled over the whole world. The Nebuchadnezzar, the Chassid, it says by Nebuchadnezzar, it says, v'ho yaha goy v'amamlocho, asher lo yiten es savoro v'yol melech bovel. There wasn't one nation that didn't put himself under the power of the Melech Bovel, the Nebuchadnezzar. So he also ruled over the whole world. Achashverosh. What about Achashverosh? Toys yes the cash, I hold like Hoshim Alexandria Mukhtin. Mashal Alexandria Mukhtin also ruled over the whole world. Bishun Liari Yakel of Yosem Aksuvim Behedja. It's only what says the parish in the Pesuk. Alexandria Mukhtin doesn't say in the Psukim. But here, these 3, it says in Psukim. Now the 3rd one is Achashverosh. Achashverosh, who? The Yomar. Who the Yomar? Like we just said. It says he ruled Mehoidu V'yad Kush from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Achashverosh ruled over the whole world. Yeah.